It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
Welcome to the first episode of the Magic Towns Italy podcast series on Italian property. This week, we talk about auctions, finding a gorgeous Italian home, maybe even historic, for way less than market value.
Yeah, the secret, Italian property auctions.
It feels like it sits right at that tricky intersection, you know, a potentially amazing bargain versus a huge legal headache.
It really is high stakes stuff, especially for expats, retirees, maybe thinking about buying in Italy. These judicial sales, they promise savings, sometimes 30, even 40%.
Wow.
So our mission today basically is to take this pile of confusing Italian legal documents and sort of translate it, make it a clear roadmap explaining how they work, why they happen, and crucially, how you, the listener, can get involved safely without, you know, losing your shirt.
That's the immediate draw, isn't it? That huge potential price difference.
Definitely.
We're talking starting bids, maybe 20, 30% below what you'd pay normally. But yeah, discounts like that usually mean things get complicated fast.
That's the trade-off.
So let's start with the basics. Why are there so many properties in Italy ending up on the auction block? More so than in other places in Europe, it seems.
Yeah, it's a good question. And what's interesting is that the high volume we see now isn't really about a current crisis. It's more like a hangover.
A hangover.
From the economic crisis back in the early 2010s, Italy got hit hard like a lot of places. That led to a massive wave of foreclosures, bankruptcies.
I remember that period. So defaults from way back then.
Exactly. And because the Italian legal system is, well, let's just say notoriously slow.
Understatement of the year, perhaps.
Huh, maybe. We're talking years, sometimes easily a decade, to process a complex foreclosure. So those properties from that crisis era are only now hitting the judicial sales stage.
So it's the system catching up, not a new flood.
It's an ongoing cleanup, really.
Oh, we should be super clear. When we say auction, this isn't some owner deciding to sell quickly.
Not at all. No, these are mandatory court-ordered sales, judicial sales. They happen because an owner defaulted, usually on a mortgage, sometimes taxes.
So the owner has zero say in this?
None. The court needs to liquidate the asset to pay back the debt, and they have to do it transparently, by the book.
Okay, that transparency thing.
Yeah.
That actually leads to what sounds like a surprising benefit right at the start of the process, figuring out what you're actually buying.
That's step one, valuation and listing. The court appoints an expert, like an appraiser, who sets a base value. And here's where the due diligence gets interesting.
How so?
An official auction notice, the avviso di vendita, gets published. And with it, you can download the expert's full report, the parisia, completely free.
Wait, hang on. Free. If I buy, normally, getting a surveyor, checking planning permission, title searches, that costs thousands and takes ages.
Yeah.
You're telling me the court just hands over this massive report, warts and all, for nothing?
Absolutely. The parisia is basically the property's official biography. It details the condition, the cadastral data, that's the land registry info, any existing mortgages, crucial stuff. We'll come back to why that matters.
Okay. It also lists unpaid condo fees, if any, and critically, any known building code violations.
Big ones, small ones, everything. You get a full picture of the potential problems up front.
That's huge. I mean, it seriously reduces the risk of buying a total wreck if you read and understand Italian or get it translated properly.
That's the key caveat, of course, the language barrier.
Okay, so assuming we've done that, we like the look of it, we want a bid, how do we actually, you know, raise our hand?
Right, this is the prep stage, bid submission. It's formal, you have to submit a sealed bid before the deadline. And this is important, it has to come with a security deposit.
How much are we talking?
Typically 10% of whatever price you're offering. So if you bid, say, $150,000, you need to lodge $15,000 with the court's special account.
Okay, now I'm nervous. That's real money. What if I mess up the paperwork or just don't win? Do I get it back?
If you lose the bid fair and square, someone just bid higher, you get the full deposit back. Usually takes a few weeks, but it comes back. However, if you make a mistake on the application, miss a form, wire the money wrong, don't follow the instructions exactly, your bid gets disqualified instantly. And in some situations, yes, you could forfeit that entire 10% deposit.
Wow, that sounds incredibly strict. Zero room for error. What's the most common slip up?
It's almost always something administrative with the payment or ID docs. People don't get their Italian tax code.
Right.
Or they wire the deposit but mess up the reference number so the court can't match it to their bid. The court system is, well, it's rigid. It doesn't do close enough.
So the takeaway is get help.
Honestly, for most people, especially foreigners, hiring a local lawyer or an agent who specializes in auctions is almost essential just to handle that application packet correctly. It's complex.
Right, makes sense. Okay, let's say we navigated that minefield. paperwork's perfect, auction day arrives. Is it like the movies, judge banging the gavel?
Not usually anymore. Many are online. Those sealed bids we talked about, they're opened by the judge or an official.
Okay.
If you put in the highest valid bid and it's above the minimum price set, boom, you win, just like that.
Simple enough. But what if, say, three of us put in valid bids?
Then it gets interesting. You immediately go into open outcry round.
The bidding war.
Exactly. Bidders raise their offers against each other, usually in set increments, like maybe 5% of the base price. It happens right there. Or on the online platform until only one person is left standing.
And that's where those initial savings can start to shrink a bit, I imagine.
They definitely can. Competition is unpredictable.
Okay, so we win. Pop the Prosecco. But hang on, you said the clock starts ticking immediately on the really crucial part.
Yeah.
Payment and transfer.
Yes, this is the pinch point. The timeline is fixed and honestly brutally short. Usually 60 to 120 days, that's it.
To pay the entire remaining balance.
The entire balance. No extensions, no excuses. If your financing from overseas gets delayed, if the transfer takes longer than expected, tough.
And if you miss that deadline?
The sale is canceled, the court keeps your 10% deposit, full stop, and the property goes back up for auction, often at an even lower price next time.
So winning is one thing. Having the cash absolutely ready to go is another huge point.
Absolutely critical. But let's assume we make it. We get the money transferred in time. The court issues this thing.
The Decreto di Trasferimento. You said that's powerful.
It's the magic document, really. This decree signed by the judge is your title deed. It transfers ownership.
Okay.
But here's the killer feature. It automatically wipes the property title clean of all previous mortgages, liens, legal charges, gone.
Whoa, hold on. That's massive. In a normal sale, dealing with old debts on a property can be a nightmare, take months, cost a fortune in legal fees. You're saying the court just zaps them.
Precisely. Poof. Clean title guaranteed by the court. And another bonus, because the court handles the transfer, you don't need to pay for a notary public for that part of the process, which is a significant saving in Italy.
That is a huge advantage, but there's always a but, isn't there? You don't get a completely clean slate financially, right? And some costs carry over.
That's right. While the big stuff like mortgages gets cleared, the buyer often inherits specific obligations that were detailed back in that Partizio report.
Such as?
Most commonly, it's things like unpaid condo fees owed by the previous owner, or remember those building code violations mentioned in the report? The cost of fixing those, getting permits sorted that now falls on you, the new owner, you have to budget for that fix-up work.
Got it. Read the fine print in the Partizio. And finally, step five, actually getting the keys, taking possession. This sounds like where another headache could start, especially if someone's still living there.
It can be. The Decreto di Trasferimento does include an eviction order. The court tells the former owner or any tenants without a valid court-recognized lease to leave.
But telling and leaving aren't always the same thing.
Exactly. If they refuse to go, the responsibility shifts to you, the new owner, to start the formal legal eviction process to enforce that court order.
And that takes?
Months, potentially. Lawyers, bailiffs, it can significantly delay when you actually get to move in or start renovations. It's probably the biggest risk to your immediate plans after winning.
That paints a pretty clear picture of the process, highs and lows. Now, practically speaking, where do people actually find these legitimate auctions? How do you filter out potential scams?
Right. Stick to the official channels. The absolute main source is the Portale delle Vendite Pubbliche. That's the public sales portal run by the Ministry of Justice. It lists everything.
But it's probably all in Italian and maybe not super user-friendly.
It is comprehensive. But yeah, Italian only and can be dense. So authorized aggregator sites are often easier. Places like asaligali.net or chemo.it, they pull data directly from the official portal but often have better search tools.
And how do you know if a listing you see somewhere else, maybe social media, is real? What are the red flags for a scam?
A genuine listing must give you specific legal details you can verify. Always look for the name of the court, the tribunale handling the sale, a case reference number, and contact info for the professionista delegato. That's the court-appointed official running the auction.
So if it's vague, just says, cheap villa, message me.
Run away. Especially if it asks for money up front paid to a private individual or some generic account. That's not how it works.
Cannot stress that enough, that 10% deposit only ever goes to the court or an official designated escrow account linked to the court case.
Yeah.
Never, ever wire money to some random person promising you a deal.
Absolutely not. Okay, so eligibility. Who can actually participate?
Can foreigners, non-EU citizens buy at these auctions? Big question for our audience.
The general answer is yes, most people can. But there are two key requirements, especially for foreigners.
Okay, where are they?
First, you absolutely need an Italian tax code. It's required for the application, for the bank transfers, everything. You can usually get this from an Italian consulate in your home country before you even travel.
Got it. What's the second thing?
For non-EU citizens, so Americans, Brits, Australians, etc., it boils down to something called the reciprocity principle.
How does that work?
It's actually quite simple in concept. You, as a citizen of country X, are allowed to buy property in Italy if an Italian citizen is allowed to buy property in your country X.
Ah, okay. Tit for tat.
Pretty much. The good news is most Western countries have this reciprocity. So United States, United Kingdom, Australia, generally fine. But it can change. For instance, currently Canadians face some hurdles due to specific legal interpretations.
So always double check your specific nationality status before you get too deep into the process.
Definitely. Verify reciprocity for your country first.
Okay, let's try and wrap our heads around this.
Yeah, it's a high stakes game, potential for huge savings, but against this backdrop of really complex, rigid bureaucracy, let's do a quick balance sheet. What are the solid pros? Well, pros are pretty compelling. Number one, the price. Savings of 30%, maybe 40% aren't unrealistic. Plus, you skip agent commissions, saving another few percent.
Good point.
You get that clean title, wiped free of old debts by the court. And the process, while difficult, is defined. There is a fixed option date, a set timeline, no endless haggling.
Okay, clear advantages. Now the scary part, the major risks, the reasons this could be a terrible idea.
The biggest one, hands down, is you buy as is, where is. No warranties, no backing out if you find problems later. That Parizzi report is your only insight.
So it mentions dodgy wiring or an illegal extension.
It's your problem now. You inherit the cost and hassle of fixing it the second you win. You must understand and budget for those issues before you even think about bidding. And the sheer complexity, especially for non-Italians, it's a massive hurdle. The paperwork is dense, it's in Italian, and it's unforgiving. Making a procedural mistake, that's a real risk, right? And then there's the cash. You absolutely need ready funds. That tight 60 to 120-day payment window leaves zero room for error with international bank transfers or financing delays.
Okay, so summing it up, auctions can deliver an incredible deal on an Italian property, but whether you succeed or fail seems entirely down to preparation. Meticulous research, understanding the process, respecting the legal steps. Yeah, it really is like taking on a demanding part-time job, focusing just on this one transaction.
That's a good way to put it.
And the outcome bargain dream home or costly mistake, it isn't really determined by the house itself. It's determined by how well you navigated all those legal and bureaucratic steps before auction day.
For those listening who think, okay, this sounds intense, but maybe worth it, and you want to get into the nitty gritty, like spot properties that might get discounted again.
Or deciding whether to hire a lawyer versus trying to DIY it, understanding specific tax implications.
We've put together a resource.
Our ultimate Italian property guide goes much deeper. We cover common pitfalls to avoid, strategies for bidding, tips for auction day itself, the stuff that can really make the difference between winning smartly and, well, regretting it.
We really encourage you to check out the free preview of the ultimate Italian property guide. The link's right there in the show notes. If that idea of saving potentially 30% or more on your Italian dream home has caught your interest, this guide is essential reading.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with, even all the potential complexities, the true cost of an option property often isn't just the winning bid. It's the total financial and, frankly, emotional cost of securing possession and fixing whatever hidden issues you inherited. Always factor in that worst-case scenario when you're deciding how much to bid.
Wise words. Until next time, ciao.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.